And that's it. That's all she wrote. Sixers go down in six to the Toronto Raptors. Shoulda, coulda, woulda. That's why you don't dick around in game four. You win at home. Got blown out in game five. Game six, got dicked down even more.
And that's what the fuck I'm talking about. Like we never left, the Sixers are back in here. Game seven, we're going to Toronto. We're righting the wrongs from game five. And we're going to make sure that we finish what we started because that's what we do in Philly.
Does anybody have any heart on this team besides Jimmy Butler? That's an honest, legitimate question. Ben Simmons, soft. Go out with fucking Kendall Jenner in LA with LeBron and Kyrie Irving. If this is the way we're going to act and play every single goddamn timid game that we're out there. Joel Embiid, what's going on with your body, man? Go to Qatar like you did with your foot. Get another injection of a baby's fetus worth of stem cells to cure that gastritis or upper respiratory infection or lung cancer that you have and get fucking healthy. What is the deal?
Ben Simmons, we knew you were good. We knew it was just going to take a little bit of time. You'd figure it all out. And we knew that you had that killer instinct. My guy, you're looking good out there. And Joel Embiid, this guy needed to get healthy. That's all it was. He had the shits a little bit. Once he's healthy, he's the most dominant big man in the league and one of the strongest forces in all of basketball.
And you know exactly why they're not going to Game 7? Brett fucking Brown. Coddling his players since day one of the process and not letting them to develop into adults. Get the fuck out of my town, Brett Brown.
And you know why they're going to Game 7? Because the coaching staff let this team be who they were. They stayed out of the way, and they created an environment where everybody could be themselves, and that's why we're going to win this series.
Cue it. First time, long time, episode number 10. You got Ron, you got Smitty, you got John Kelly in the booth. Obviously, well, I don't know. That was pretty good. That was pretty good method acting.
That right was. There. We both got into character, but this is pretty clear that we're recording this before the game happens.
Yes.
Exploring both ways that this thing could go.
And in reality, if they lose this game, in which we'll obviously talk about after, I personally won't be holding Brett Brown responsible. I think he should not get fired. He should get another year. I think Joel Embiid needs to figure out his body. But he's still one of the most dominant players in the game. And I am going to give Ben Simmons the benefit of the doubt. We're going to go into it. But, Roan, what year did Michael Jordan make his first finals?
It wasn't his first one. He didn't make the finals till the fucking 90s. Mm-hmm. He got drafted in 84.
84.
And he wasn't in the finals until 90, 91?
90, I think 91, 92. Around that time. Around that time. 6+ years.
That's a lot. And he went to college. It's not like he was a one-and-done guy.
He wasn't sprucing a goose. Steph Curry took a couple years to develop. I think every single superstar in this league has been given the benefit of the doubt fairly early in their careers. Ben Simmons, it's his second year. Joel Embiid, it's his third year. Brett Brown, yes, he needs maturity to become a factor as a coach. But regardless of tonight's game, it's 428 right now on May 9th, 428. Tip off, 8:05 tonight. We'll see what happens. But regardless of the outcome of this series, game six, let's take a step back.
No, I completely hear what you're saying about, especially about Ben Simmons. I think that if you trade Ben Simmons in this offseason, we will be setting ourselves up for a colossal look back of like hindsight. It'll be what's going on in Oklahoma City where they're like, why the fuck did we get rid of James Harden? He would be an incredible piece to have on this team. And that's exactly how we would be feeling, regardless of what happens in this series or these playoffs, if we just let Ben Simmons go after two seasons, when his first two in the league, when we have 50 wins both years. But something I don't necessarily agree with is that Brett Brown's job is 100% safe. Because when you get into a situation like this and you intend to bring back everybody on the roster. Now, we don't know who they're going to re-sign as far as Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris, but something has to give. And if they're going to come back with the same roster, they're going to want to prove to the people that they're shaking it up, because two straight second-round exits, if that winds up being the case.
Brett Brown was here for what, 3 years of the process or four? before the playoffs last year. We'll have to look that one up.
I think he
was here the whole time, but right. But that process was what, 3 years or 4 years before they made the playoffs?
4 years.
4 years?
Yeah, 4 years.
You think two and done? That's it? 251 seasons? You don't think he gets one more? LeBron or Kawhi comes in, I mean, it's never going to happen, and requests something different?
I would give him one more, but don't you agree that, like, people aren't just going to be satisfied with the status quo, and it would be a little bit foolhardy to just march out the exact same cast of characters? That's what Toronto did with Kyle Lowry and mm-hmm. DeMar DeRozan year after year, and it just didn't work for them, and they got stymied every year, and they had to wind up shaking things up. And I feel like I wouldn't mind running it back with the same team, but I need to see more, and I think that there's going to be knee-jerk reactions from the front office.
But Roan, this isn't going to be the same team, even if they have the same players.
Because of the chemistry.
A, chemistry. B, you got to assume Brett Brown's going to still mature as a coach and be better in game coaching. And C, Joel Embiid ain't going to be sick every single goddamn playoffs or injured. Can you imagine?
He's not?
He wasn't last year. He just stunk last year. 0 for 12 with game.
And he was coming off of the last, like, whatever, 20 games of the season. He was hurt last year. So it's not like he was completely True. Healthy the entire time.
That wasn't
time.
His fault. That was Markel Fultz's shoulders fault.
That's
Keep that in mind.
A whole other story.
Yes. Next year, you got to assume that Ben Simmons will have some sort of a jump shot and more maturity.
You think that that's fair to assume? I do think that he'll mature more.
I better fucking assume that.
Yeah. I mean, it's his decision making is a problem for me too.
Very much so. And
his aggressiveness, I would love to see him try to get to the free throw line more. I'm tired of him not getting any free throws. I'm tired of him not putting up assist numbers. Like, he has to do one thing: either be like a stellar rebounder, a stellar passer, or like a serviceable scorer. But like, do something for us, bro.
He needs to improve on his free throw shooting before he can get to the free throw line.
But didn't he last round he had a 9 for 11 game from the line? Like, he's capable, especially if he's fucking angry, dude. I mean, I just want to see him playing super angry, and it seemed like in game five he was super distracted.
I wouldn't say distracted. I think game four he played scared. He was not aggressive at all. I think game five, Jimmy Butler got into his head. I think the media really rattled his cage about being aggressive. You got to drive more. You got to be more of the offense. And first two possessions, he drove, and he turned the ball over. And that was it. That was the game for Ben Simmons. You got to give a credit where credit's due. He's still playing very good defense. Yeah. Nobody's shutting down Kawhi 100%, but Ben Simmons has done a half-decent job with controlling him.
Yeah, I mean, his plus-minus isn't great. Joel Embiid, even throughout his shits, is his plus-minus is staying up there because he's taking care of business.
Well, Joel Embiid is plus 40. Everyone else is minus.
So, yeah.
I mean, if you want to say Joel, it's Joel's fault, this, that. Like, Joel Embiid's still a beast out there.
Yeah. There's not rumblings, but people are very reactionary to what Ben Simmons is doing right now, and they're saying to trade him. And obviously, we're not taking a fucking package for the second overall pick in the draft.
First overall pick.
You wouldn't do the first overall pick even with Zion. That's where I guess you do have to take the deep breath and sigh and think about it a little bit.
Yeah, I think I would for Zion. Because Ben, Zion's a generational player. Ben has the opportunity to be, but he needs to show major steps.
Or maybe we just win the lottery, bro. Lottery's Tuesday night. We still have a chance to get that first overall pick. Maybe we just do it on our own. But at the same time, though, it's like what are the packages that would, like, I guess Anthony Davis is kind of a similar situation to what Toronto did trading Kawhi on a 1 year deal for DeRozan, who was on a 2 year deal. So we would be getting back someone who's on a 1 year deal in Anthony Davis, and then Ben Simmons on a 2 year deal will be going.
Spurs also had no leverage.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But I mean, that would be a big player. Would that be a deal that interests you?
No, because I still think Ben Simmons' potential outweighs most of any return that you're going to get.
Yeah, it's like tough to think of another player.
He's in his second year.
And then you have
He's in his second year.
Right.
With zero jump shot. Just imagine if he improves the way he's supposed to.
And who runs point guard for us? Who is our point guard if we trade Ben Simmons for a Zion Williamson or Anthony Davis?
As much as I love TJ, it ain't TJ.
It's not TJ. And, like, Jimmy Butler's done a nice job of running, like, backup point guard for us in the playoffs. But, I mean, we would have so many other problems to address. Like, the roster is, like, they did a good job of building the roster. Mm-hmm. Like, we have the pieces that you would want in these situations. And now I think it's really about execution, one way or the other.
It's put Boban at the point.
Dude, I mean, fucking he comes in, guards the inbound pass. He's serviceable. It's funny how he just completely fell out of favor, though, and Greg Monroe is now a pivotal piece.
Well, he can't move. Can you imagine how exposed the Sixers would be if Boban's out there still-footed on defense? They can't stop him as it is.
Do you think that there's any chance that we lose both Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler this offseason? And if so, what do you do with this roster if those two guys are gone?
No, I think Elton Brand being a new general manager, not necessarily will panic, but will make sure he locks down one of them if he overpays them with a max contract, which I think Jimmy Butler has an opportunity to get somewhere. Somewhere will be here. I kind of hope not. I love Jimmy. I love Jimmy, but I'd much rather have Tobias.
Yeah, I hope they lock down Tobias.
Really?
Yeah. Well, just because then you have him in. Yeah.
It's better, I mean, year-wise.
26 years old compared to 30-year-old Jimmy. Jimmy but wears Jimmy's out his like, welcome.
Yeah.
Jimmy's perfect for these young kids. 3 years from now, if these kids turn into adults.
I would love to get some kind of, like, sweet-ass deal with Jimmy, like finagle a 3-year deal or something, but there's no way that's going to happen. He's taking the – but honestly, the way Jimmy can take over a game and, like – Tobias Harris hasn't done that, and I don't know if he's just being deferential to Jimmy, but like he doesn't have it impact-wise.
He can't be the number one guy.
He doesn't have the same impact that, but I mean.
Great role guy, though.
He's a great role guy.
If Joel and Ben are everything that they're supposed to be, and you bring in somebody similar to a Jimmy Butler that can handle a third big three role, Tobias Harris is perfect.
Yeah, I mean. Perfect. And just the way they're set up, dude, I want both of them. And I guess JJ's not going to fit into the equation if you bring both of them back, or you bring one of them, you bring JJ, and you try and do a hodgepodge.
What, $46 million the past 2 years?
Yeah, he's caking. He should give us the hometown, but he's not going to, bro. He's trying to get his money. But can we live in the other reality for a second? The Sixers just won this game.
And I don't see them winning Game 7. I just don't.
What the fuck happened, Smitty?
Well, let's say they win two straight.
Let's say they win two straight, then they go up against the Bucks. I don't know. This is for the first time all year. And Roan, you know I've been a Sixers whisperer. I'm calling the trap games midway through the season.
You've been incredible.
I've been calling the wins, the blowouts, the ups and downs. I felt like I had a pretty good read on this team up until game number 5.
Yeah.
Of this series, or excuse me, game number 4 of the series. When that's why you win game 4 at home when you don't have home court advantage.
But you can take that loss. That loss doesn't bother me. The 40-point loss bothers me.
That loss bothers me because it's a game that championship teams or teams looking to take that next step have to win.
But the Raptors are damn good, though. Kawhi Leonard is like
– Kawhi is.
He's incredible. Kawhi's incredible, though. He's like one of the top 3 dudes in the NBA right now.
He's the top 2-way player of all time right now.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. I fully agree with that. But at the same time, like Kawhi is doing incredible. Like Kawhi is a fucking beast. But I mean,
I hate Danny Green's fucking face.
Yeah,
no, I can't stand it.
A lot of them.
And I'm gonna love it if he's a Sixer next year. But I can't stand his fucking face.
But. I just don't know what changed. You were so positive on them that I don't know why you think that they couldn't even win Game 7 now. Say we're just going to 7. Like, what's in the moment? Like, what made you stop believing in the Philadelphia 76ers? Because I'll tell you right now, I haven't stopped believing in the Sixers.
Yeah.
I think we win tonight.
I think
we win the next game.
Well, with their back against
I will
their
say
wall.
This. The playoff narrative has been so up and down this series. That's playing into my emotions right now. And after last game, I just need to see something. I need to see that first possession, something big happen. Ben Simmons going to the hole, dishing it off, little alley-oop, Joel Embiid, something big to just get my juices going and flowing again. Listen to this tweet that Derek Bodner put out today for all the playoff narratives in this series. Game 1, all the Sixers' fears are true. Very fair. Game 2, Kawhi needs a better supporting cast. Game three, Sixers are the better team and should make the NBA Finals. I thought after game three, Sixers were going to win at five. That's how good they looked.
Right.
After game three.
That's what I mean. It's like, what has changed, bro?
Game four, they get dicked down at home. Moment too big for the Sixers. Game five, Sixers are divas. The process was a failure. That might be a little extreme.
But, dude, people are really doom and glooming like that right now.
Yeah, and that's how I feel until tip-off tonight. And
Are you affected by these Boston guys today? Because that's going to be us tomorrow. They're just walking around the office today.
No, it's not.
Cursing
dude.
The world.
It's not going to be us.
Cursing
dude.
Kyrie.
That no, is, dude, it's not nice going to be us. It's great to see. It's great to see Boston fucking fall flat on their face. It gives me the blood I need. I'm a vampire. I don't think that's us. I don't think that that's us, Smitty. I think that this team is who we fucking thought they were, dude. Let Embiid have a fucking night, dude. I don't think Embiid goes quietly. And I think Ben Simmons had his best game, game two against the Nets, when everyone was starting to doubt Ben Simmons. And he turned it the fuck up. And now he's in another series of ultimate doubt. And now we need to fucking tighten the screws on his ass, and that's fine. When the screws are tightened, the machine's going to run better. We're going to be more well-oiled. We're going to be the fucking Tin Man out there, but we're going to be breakdancing.
First off, I agree with all that. I still think they win tonight. I still think they win Game 6. But those narratives were still true heading into Game 5, and they got mollywopped. What is scaring me the most is I think they could win if they keep it close or ahead by five most of the game or even down a little bit. What scares me the most is if in game six they get down by 10, they're going to lose by 40.
I think, yeah.
I just think the wheels fall off at that point.
The wheels
fall by 10.
We're really like the wheels falling off in the last game has affected us.
Yeah.
We have that was a sad thing to watch. It was harrowing.
I fully expect us to be down by 10 tonight though at some point. But I think we'll come back.
I think
we'll come back.
I think wire
at home.
To wire we're on that ass
at home.
It's gonna be rowdy in there.
I was thinking, why didn't I go? I should have gone tonight. I wasn't doing shit.
Oh, you should have popped down to Philly.
Should have popped down to Philly.
The line is a Sixers line. It's plus two. I fully expected it to be plus four, plus five after last game. It's a Sixers line.
Because, I mean, I think there really is something to say about the Sixers playing at home. Their record at home in the last couple of years is fucking incredible.
I agree.
The crowd tonight is going to be out of control.
Yeah, they win one, they win six, lose one and a half. Bro, they do a nice job at home.
Yeah, and I'm putting an absurd amount of money down on them tonight, money line.
Let's go, Smitty. We turned the tide. Let's fucking go. Smitty's back.
I'm looking up Amtrak trains.
Let's go, John. Let's fucking go. I believe in this team, dude. There's no reason to think that we can't be living in a better reality. There's guys that need to step up. JJ needs to have a fucking unconscious night. Ben needs to pull the cork off of it. And we need something from some of the guys on the bench. We need role players to step in and do something. But there's no reason to think that we're not capable of that, because they've shown that they're capable of that. This series had fucking seven games written all over it, and we all should have seen it.
That's
because
true.
We like this. The Toronto Raptors are a great team, and we're a great matchup for them. And they have fucking antidotes to some of our fucking our poisons. A Marc Gasol can stop an Embiid, but we have things that can stop what they're doing as well.
That surprises me, the Pau Gasol thing, probably the most about the last game.
Marc Gasol, unless it's Paul.
I said Pau.
Next round could be Pau, though.
Yeah, it could. Well, and assuming everything goes magically, Sixers win tonight, Sixers win game seven, do they beat the Bucks?
Yeah, I think they beat the Bucks.
I think they do, too.
I do, too, man.
If they get through these next two games, I think they beat the Bucks.
Epic seven.
But I don't think Giannis can do as much in the post against Embiid. Like the Celtics don't. I mean, Al Horford is a good interior defender, a great defender as a forward, but he's not a rim defender like Embiid. Like Embiid, it changes everything. Like,
well,
you're coming at, they're going to be banging bodies for sure, but Embiid changes everything, and he's getting practice with. Siakam has a similar skill set.
Well, you saw the last game the Bucks and Sixers played against each other. Embiid was matched up against Giannis.
Yeah.
and was very effective.
No,
very
but Giannis effective. Did it. Giannis did some work in the post too. Like he was banging bodies. There was that one time when he like went hip to hip with Embiid, mm-hmm. kind of threw him back and had a pretty nice thunderous dunk. I mean, where we split our last two games against the Bucks, there's no reason to think that that's not going to be an incredible series as well. But let's think about 2001.
Believe it. Went to seven.
Yeah.
Went to seven against the Raptors. Went to seven against the Bucks.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Same
of course.
Sort
and was
of deal.
It 3-2 against the Raptors? Did we win the last two against the Raptors? Were we down against them? Or am I making
we
that up?
I think we were down 2-1. And the Bucks, that Ray Allen team.
Yeah, I mean, this
went seven. That year was so close to being nothing.
Wasn't that a tractor trailer, too? What was it? Well, it was Big Dog.
Milwaukee.
Big Dog.
Glenn Robinson?
Oh, Glenn Robinson.
Glenn Robinson, wow.
Was,
sure it
was later became a Sixer, of course.
Wasn't his son on the Sixers, too?
Sixers had, I think might have. The Sixers had, like, four number one overall draft picks on the team at one point.
It oh, yeah.
Like
Derek Coleman, Joe Smith.
Big Dog.
Big Dog. Not Scott Williams, that bum. A lot of number one picks. Tim Thomas was on that Bucks team. Villanova.
Oh, Allen Iverson, bro.
Right. Whoops. Whoopsie daisies. Ray Allen, Jason Caffey, Sam Cassell. Who can forget about Sam Cassell?
I wish I had. Yeah. That's going to fucking haunt me now.
Gamer from another planet.
Yeah, but so, I mean, it's obvious that the Sixers are at a crossroads right now, and this series has been emotional hell. Like, every game has had me thinking something completely different about this team. So, it's. I guess just part of it's a growing pain. Like if it was easy, everybody else would do it. So, you know, we're fucking fighting through a tough, formidable foe, but it'd be that much sweeter to fucking beat Kawhi Leonard. Dude, and you know what really sparkled for me? There was a time when I watching the Rockets game that I thought that the Rockets were about to go up 3-2.
Yeah.
Imagine a world where the Warriors don't make it out of the West. How much more confident are you in the Sixers' ability to maybe win it?
Yeah, a beat-up Sixers got blown out by the Rockets this year in Houston. But other than that, they performed very valiantly against the Rockets.
Right, and we're it's a different type of squad.
Even against the Nuggets, too. Not to say that they never have a chance. But,
anything could fucking happen. And it's going to be interesting listening back to this as the other permutation happens, because we're really looking at both sides of what could happen with the Sixers team. But I mean, I'm just not ready for it to be over. I'm not ready for the season to be done. This could be famous last words, or it could be a rallying cry that leads us into Milwaukee and maybe Golden State, maybe Houston, maybe fucking Denver, maybe Portland. Who fucking knows?
Maybe into a dynasty.
Maybe into a dynasty.
And that'll wrap it up. We'll see you game 7 or next year.